Esta es la lección 5 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1. Escuche esta conversación.
Miss, miss.
Sir?
Where is East 52nd Street, please?
It's over there.
And Park Avenue?
It's here, sir.
Thank you, miss.
You're welcome. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Usted oyó.
You're welcome.
¿Qué quiere decir? De nada. Escuche la conversación otra vez.
Miss, miss.
Sir?
Where is East 52nd Street, please?
It's over there.
And Park Avenue?
It's here, sir.
Thank you, miss.
You're welcome. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
¿Se acuerda de cómo se dice hola en inglés?
Hello. Hello.
Pregunte, ¿entiende usted español?
Do you understand Spanish?
Conteste, entiendo un poco.
I understand a little.
Y hablo un poco.
And I speak a little. And I speak a little.
No muy bien.
Not very well.
Pregunte, ¿y usted?
And you?
¿Entiende inglés?
Do you understand English?
Diga, lo siento, no entiendo.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
No soy norteamericano.
I'm not American.
Y no entiendo.
And I don't understand.
No soy norteamericano y no entiendo.
I'm not American and I don't understand. I'm not American and I don't understand.
Lo siento.
I'm sorry.
¿Cómo le dice ella? Pero usted habla muy bien.
But you speak very well. You speak very well.
Se lo agradezco.
Thank you.
¿Cómo pregunta usted cómo está?
How are you? How are you?
Estoy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
I'm fine, thanks. And you? I'm fine, thanks. And you?
¿Se acuerda de cómo se dice calle 52 este?
East 52nd Street. East 52nd Street.
Ahora diga Avenida Parque.
Park Avenue. Avenue. Park Avenue.
Pregúnteme dónde queda la Avenida Parque.
Where is Park Avenue? Where is Park Avenue?
Diga, por favor.
Please. Please.
Pregunte, ¿dónde queda la calle 52 este?
Where is East 52nd Street? Where is East 52nd Street, please?
Diga, queda aquí.
It's here. It's here.
Y ahora diga, la calle 52 este queda aquí.
East 52nd Street is here. East 52nd Street is here.
Pregunte si queda aquí.
Is it here? Is it here?
Conteste, no, queda allá.
No, it's over there. No, it's over there.
Diga, no queda allá.
It's not over there. It's not over there.
Ahora diga, y no queda aquí.
And it's not here. And it's not here.
Diga, la calle 52 este no queda aquí.
East 52nd Street is not here. East 52nd Street is not here.
Diga, pero la Avenida Parque queda aquí.
But Park Avenue is here. But Park Avenue is here.
Diga, se lo agradezco, señorita.
Thank you, miss.
La respuesta para se lo agradezco o gracias es de nada. Escuche y repita.
You're welcome. Come. Come. Well. Well. Welcome. Welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Eso quiere decir literalmente, usted es bienvenido. ¿Cómo se dice de nada en inglés?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Pregunte, ¿dónde queda la calle 52 este, por favor?
Where is East 52nd Street, please? Where is East 52nd Street, please?
Escuche la respuesta. Yo no sé.
I don't know.
Repita después del locutor.
I don't know. No. No. Don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Note que el sonido final de
don't
casi desaparece. Repita otra vez después de la locutora, tratando de imitar su pronunciación.
I don't know. I don't know.
Diga, yo no sé.
I don't know.
¿Cómo se dice yo sé?
I know. I know.
Trate de preguntar dónde queda la calle Parque.
Where is Park Street? Where is Park Street, please?
Conteste, yo no sé.
I don't know. I don't know.
Diga, oh, yo sé.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Diga, queda allá.
It's over there.
Diga, gracias.
Thanks.
¿Cómo se contesta cuando alguien dice gracias?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Diga otra vez, yo sé.
I know.
Ahora, trate de decir, usted sabe.
You know. You know.
Pregunte, ¿entiende usted?
Do you understand?
Ahora trate de preguntar, ¿sabe usted?
Do you know? Do you know?
Conteste, no, no sé.
No, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Diga, no queda allá.
It's not over there.
Diga, gracias.
Thanks.
De nada.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Ahora, vamos a aprender cómo pedir algo en inglés. Así se dice, yo quiero. Escuche y repita.
I want. 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 I want. I want.
Diga, yo quiero.
I want.
¿Cómo se dice usted quiere?
You want. You want.
Diga, yo quiero.
I want.
Diga, yo sé.
I know.
Diga, yo no sé.
I don't know.
Ahora, trate de decir, yo no quiero.
I don't want. I don't want.
¿Cómo dice usted, usted quiere?
You want. You want.
¿Cómo preguntaría, quiere usted?
Do you want? Do you want?
Generalmente, cuando uno quiere pedir algo, es mejor emplear gustaría en vez de quiere. Escuche y repita.
You would like. 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 Would. Would. Would like. You would like.
Diga, le gustaría.
You would like. You would like.
Usted quiere decir que le gustaría comer algo. Escuche y repita, comer.
To eat. 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 To. To. To eat. To eat.
Diga, comer.
To eat.
Trate de decir, le gustaría comer.
You would like to eat. You would like to eat.
Así se dice, le gustaría comer algo. Escuche solamente.
You would like to have something to eat. You would like to have something to eat.
Escuche y repita algo.
Something. Thing. Thing. Some. Some. Something. Something.
Diga otra vez algo.
Something.
Así se dice, le gustaría comer algo. Escuche y repita.
You would like to have something to eat. To eat. Something to eat. Something to eat. To have. To have. To have something to eat. To have something to eat. Would like. Would like. You would like to have something to eat.
La palabra
have
es importante en inglés. Se usa de varias maneras distintas y con frecuencia en relación a comer y beber. Diga, le gustaría comer algo.
You would like to have something to eat. You would like to have something to eat.
Ahora, trate de invertir las dos primeras palabras y preguntar, ¿le gustaría comer algo?
Would you like to have something to eat? Would you like? Would you like to have something to eat?
En el habla rápida, los sonidos de las palabras se enciman con frecuencia. En esa pregunta,
would you,
se juntan, produciendo el sonido
you.
Repita después del locutor, tratando de imitar su pronunciación.
Would you like to have something to eat? Would you? Would you like? Would you like to have something to eat?
Ahora, dígale que a usted le gustaría comer algo. Trate de decirle, me gustaría.
I would like. Would like. I would like.
Ahora, practique la diferencia entre quiero, una exigencia, y me gustaría, una petición cortés. Escuche y repita.
I want. I would like. I want, I would like.
Diga otra vez, me gustaría.
I would like.
Diga, me gustaría comer.
I would like to eat. I would like to eat.
Diga, me gustaría comer algo.
I would like to have something to eat. I would like to have something to eat.
Ahora diga, sí, me gustaría comer algo.
Yes, I would like to have something to eat. Yes, I would like to have something to eat.
Pregúnteme si me gustaría comer algo.
Would you like to have something to eat? Would you like to have something to eat?
Así se dice, me gustaría beber algo. Escuche solamente.
I would like to have something to drink.
Escuche y repita, beber.
To drink. Drink. To drink. To drink.
Diga otra vez, beber.
To drink.
Diga, me gustaría.
I would like. I would like.
Me gustaría beber algo.
I would like to have something to drink. To drink. I would like to have something to drink.
Ahora trate de preguntar, ¿le gustaría beber algo?
Would you like to have something to drink? Would you like to have something to drink?
¿Cómo se dice, no sé?
I don't know.
Diga, me gustaría comer algo.
I would like to have something to eat. I would like to have something to eat.
Pregúntele a ella si le gustaría beber algo.
Would you like to have something to drink? Would you like to have something to drink?
Diga, no, se lo agradezco.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
¿Cómo le dice ella? Pero me gustaría comer algo.
But I would like to have something to eat. But I would like to have something to eat.
Pregúntele, ¿le gustaría beber algo?
Would you like to have something to drink?
Diga, no gracias, pero me gustaría comer algo.
No thanks, but I would like to have something to eat. No thanks, but I would like to have something to eat.
¿Se acuerda de cómo se dice, hola señora?
Hello, ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
Pregúntele, ¿cómo está?
How are you? How are you?
Contéstele, estoy bien, gracias.
I'm fine, thanks.
Diga, calle 52 este.
East 52nd Street.
Pregúntele, ¿dónde queda la calle 52 este?
Where is East 52nd Street, please? Where is East 52nd Street, please?
Pregúntele si queda aquí.
Is it here? Is it here?
¿Cómo le dice ella que no queda aquí, que queda allá?
It's not here, it's over there. It's not here, it's over there.
Pregúntele dónde queda la Avenida Parque.
Where is Park Avenue? Where is Park Avenue, please?
¿Cómo le dice ella? Lo siento, no sé.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Diga gracias.
Thanks.
Diga de nada.
You're welcome.
¿Cómo le dice ella que le gustaría comer algo?
I would like to have something to eat. I would like to have something to eat.
Pregúntele dónde.
Where? Where?
¿Cómo dice ella? No sé.
I don't know.
Pregúntele a ella si le gustaría beber algo.
Would you like to have something to drink? Would you like to have something to drink?
¿Cómo le dice ella? No gracias, pero me gustaría comer algo.
No thanks, but I would like to have something to eat. No thanks, but I would like to have something to eat.
Escuche y repita cómo dice él, de acuerdo.
Okay. Okay.
¿Cómo se dice de acuerdo en inglés?
Okay.
Ahora, el hombre le dice a ella, pero yo no quiero comer. ¿Cómo él se lo dice?
But I don't want to eat. But I don't want to eat.
Diga de acuerdo.
Okay.
¿Cómo le dice ella adiós?
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Intente una parte de esa conversación otra vez. Pregúntele a ella si le gustaría beber algo.
Would you like to have something to drink?
No, gracias, pero me gustaría comer algo.
No, thanks, but I would like to have something to eat.
De acuerdo.
Okay.
Pero yo no quiero comer.
But I don't want to eat.
Diga, de acuerdo.
Okay.
¿Cómo le dice ella adiós?
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Este es el final de la lección 5. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.